Now, the football world was turned upside down yesterday, Boxy and Nick. I don't know if you saw this story, but obviously De Goey got in a bit of trouble over in Bali. We'll get to that. But it was breaking yesterday because he got back to the club. He was away from the club for 2 days. The club was just speaking to him and said, mate, just wait till it sort of cools down a little bit. But they didn't. They didn't put fire on it early. Ended up with a bushfire.
As a footy player, though, wouldn't you be spewing? You have your mid-season break. Everyone else, I'm not... We don't, De Goey, he didn't commit a crime or anything, but he gets to have a few extra days at home. Everyone else is back at training. Going, well, I didn't do anything wrong.
I reckon I would have been rather back at training than be sitting at home with the absolute guilt on the way he would have felt. But what happened was Collingwood came down with his punishment. So John Ralph's gone first, because that's what they do, the media, because there's so many of them. There's like 780 accredited media people, maybe thousands. I don't know. Only 700-something footballers. And John Ralph went early and he said, De Goey suspended for the rest of the season and fined $25,000. And I went, whoa, I was listening to SEN at the time. And I went, oh my God, that is a big, because what happened compared to, but he's got a massive rap sheet. And I thought, suspended for the rest of the year, that's huge. But he got it wrong. The actual text said, De Goey suspended, De Goey fined $25,000, comma, suspended for the rest of the year. So it's a $25,000.
Is suspended.
Is suspended. So virtually he got nothing because he doesn't have to pay that. So he got off. He doesn't have to pay any of that. I've had heaps of suspended fines. You don't have to pay them. And you just go on and play footy. But I want to get to the Jordan De Goey saga a little
what
bit.
Did he because do? I don't know what he did.
Oh,
really.
It doesn't matter what he did. He went over to Bali.
But why is there a problem?
Like because so what happened was earlier, he's had a massive rap sheet, drink driving. Driving without a license, punched someone at a bar, said his dog bit his hand.
Right.
So he's got
massive
rap sheet. So what happens is I had a rap sheet too. Club gets sick of it. That's what happens. If it had been his first offence when he went over to Bali, if that had been just an isolated...
Did they know he was going to Bali?
Yes, he would have had to ask for permission. They let him go. That's red flags.
And he was just a party boy in Bali.
They shouldn't have let him go to Bali in the first place because of what happened in New York. He got charged and put into jail. He went to jail for a similar situation that he was in Bali. And he just started to get his reputation back, playing really good footy. Let's not forget that he's a great footballer, very talented, 26-year-old kid. Red flags. You shouldn't have gone to Bali. But if that had just been an isolated situation, probably wouldn't have been as bad as what everyone has blown it up to be. But the media blow everything up to be the worst thing in the world, like he's killed someone. Now, if I was Jordan De Goey, now... I was in a similar situation back when I was playing footy. I didn't really have the people around me. I thought I was just a dickhead, pretty much. And I thought I was better than anything else. And it cost me my career. And I finished the game at 29. So if I was to sit down with Jordan De Goey, I'd say, mate, you're 26. You had a $3.2 million contract on the table from Collingwood. That's been torn up. So he's going to have to work his butt off for the next couple of months. He is 26 years old. He's probably got 8 years left of footy, maximum. He needs to set his life up so he can party whenever he wants at 32. Go out and do whatever you want, mate, because you've got the rest of your life to live. You are blessed to be playing footy and earning money that people would dream about earning. Go play footy for 8 years. Don't go anywhere. Even if you go somewhere, don't tell anyone. Go up to Queensland. I got on the plane on the weekend at the Sunny Coast, and I feel sorry for these blokes, and I would have felt sorry for the blokes that I played footy with. You know, there was blokes like Howe. There was Taylor Adams. They got on my plane with their family. They went up to the Sunny Coast in Noosa, had a family weekend, probably had beers, probably went to the pub. No one knew. Don't go to friggin' Bali. What's wrong with you, bro? You go to Bali, everyone knows you go there. It doesn't matter if you stuff up or not. It's going to come back. It's going to look bad. Just see where your life's at, mate. Where do you want, what do you want to be? Because when I left footy, I was not respected. I played great footy. My footy career is never talked about with any other gun forward because of my off-field antics. And that's my own fault. I have to deal with that. I had no respect. Everyone just thought I was a wanker. And that's my own problem. And he's going down a similar path. Jordan De Goey, he's got no more chances. All his strikes are gone. If he starts up again, he's done. 26-year-old, he's going to have to go back into the workplace. He can earn millions of dollars playing a game he loves if he pulls his head in. I'd love to sit down and say, mate, you can have everything gone like that. And I did. I was 29, went into a rehab, had nothing. Had not a cent to my name because I'd blown it all. I'd stuffed up. This guy's still going to get another chance. It'll be his last. But if he stuffs up again, it's over. Like, you're done, mate. You're blessed to be playing footy. You've been gifted a gift. Now just sit back, put your bum down, put your head down, bum up, work your ass off, play footy, and then finish your career. Earn the respect back, because he was starting to get it back. He was playing really good footy, and Collingwood's playing great footy. And I just think he needs to get himself around some people that help him, because he's in the wrong circle. And I don't know
maybe
his
you should
manager.
Call him.
I don't know his manager, but his manager's his brother-in-law, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's not telling him the truth, because he'd be just like a yes man, because he's in the family. Like, he's not going to be saying, hey, mate, you shouldn't do that. He'd be like, shut up, mate, I'm going over here. Get some people around you that tell you the hard truth. So I heard Nathan Buckley talk yesterday when we were driving out to Lilydale, and he said that his manager, Craig Kelly, who's a great man, been 22 years, and Bucks would go to him. He goes, get only a handful or six or seven times over 20 years, he's presented him with something that he thought he could do. And Craig Kelly would say, nah, you know, the backlash or something, that the worst that could happen is this. And Buckley didn't really think about that. And he decided not to do it because he had someone that he trusted and was telling him the truth, and he confided in him. And I got that towards the end of my career. I found people that I could speak to. So he needs to find himself someone that he can speak to, sit down, because Craig McRae is their coach, trusts him, lean him over to Bali, had a clean slate, and then he's gone and wrecked that. So if I was to sit down with him, I'd say, mate, who are you as a person? Where are you at? What do you want to be? And if you don't want to be a footballer, don't play football. Don't play football. Go do something else. Because you ruin it for all his teammates as well. And that's the biggest thing. His teammates had to walk in those 2 days that he was at home. They're getting bombarded with questions, and they'd be sitting there going, "You," but that's not fair on them. So it's not just him he's thinking about. It's his teammates that he also puts under that pressure. So, mate, do you want to play footy or don't you want to play footy? And that's where it's at.